We'll go back. World Prior and the Union. We'll back up to. Here, you put that around. When did you start playing? How old were you when you?
Oh, I was playing with in school.
What school did you go to?
I graduated from Allegheny High School.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I first started out with the. I don't know if you remember the Hill City Band.
Mm-hmm.
With a bunch of guys from. From the Hill and Northside was in this band. Stanley Turrentine and Willie Love, and it was a bunch of guys.
Yeah. What year was that?
That was around 40.
What was that?
47.
47.
Yeah.
Okay.
46, 47. It was around there. And I was still. I was in junior high school there. And. I was playing at nightclubs when I was still going in high school.
Yeah, that's good.
I was playing with Joe Eldridge, Roy Eldridge's brother, alto sax. He and I and the piano player was Cal Washington.
Oh, okay.
And we were playing in this white club on the north side at YMR Club, Young Men's Republican Club.
What was that
on the north side? It was, you know where the James Street Tavern?
Yeah. Back in that section.
In that section, yeah. Okay. One of those streets there. I don't know if it's the same street.
Yeah, one of them side streets.
Yeah. It was between, what is that street coming down?
Chestnut.
No, there's...
Cedar Avenue?
Cedar. No, East Street. It's between
East Street.
East Street and...
That's Foreland.
Between there,
okay.
Yeah, it was between. Like in fact, it's still there.
Yeah,
they're still running. Yeah.
When did you join the union?
And then I joined the union. It was 53. I can remember.
When did you graduate from high school?
I graduated from high school in 1950.
Okay.
And I worked at Lamaki Music Store for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From 50 to 53.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Bell Telephone.
Were there that Hill City Band? Were there a lot of older guys connected with Hill City, or was that just
a youth
band?
Yeah, and we marched in parades and different things. It was a nice group, marching band, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think we were there for about 3 or 4 years.
Did you go to the Army?
No.
You didn't go to the Army? So you just continued right on?
Yeah, right on.
Who did you study with in those?
I studied with Mr. Becker at Hammond Music Store.
Okay.
On downtown Penn Avenue.
Penn Avenue.
Yeah, Hammond Music Store.
Yeah.
I studied with him for a while, yeah.
Then the old club was closed when you joined,
was it?
Or did you join?
Yeah, I used to go over to
the old club,
but I think when I really joined was when they first came with
Liberty. Right.
I'm pretty sure that's the way it was, yeah.
All
right. But I used to go, in fact, I used to jam over there with some of the guys before they moved out. I was young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you remember the Eddie Rest Trio?
Yeah.
Me, him, and first it was me, Eddie, and Jimmy Royal. And then Boswell came in.
Okay.
And
right.
Ronnie Anthony was playing with Sinatra.
He
was on guitar. He was playing guitar. And we were together for, I guess, a few years.
Did you do those, the things in East Liberty, what was that, where they used to have the shows? What was that, Village?
Village Barn.
Village Barn.
Yeah.
And then across the street was...
I did both.
Okay.
I worked one with Leroy for a little while, and then I, across the street, I worked over at the Fag.
Right, because that's
over.
Where I remember the story about Eddie and Snake.
Uh-huh.
Eddie Weston was Todd something? It was
Todd.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that story. Yeah.
And Todd and... What was the other one, the main one? They looked just like a, I can't think of it, but I heard that he was still living. Out around your
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, would you remember the nice-looking tall? He was a leader.
I don't remember.
Did you ever work there?
No, I never worked in there.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you wouldn't know.
No, because I think they used saxophones, because Lee Gross worked in there.
Yeah.
And mostly it was saxophones.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if they had a horn, you know, it was a saxophone.
Yeah, that's, you're right about that. Yeah, I never thought of it. Yeah, mostly sax, yeah.
How long did you...
Was it Todd?
I remember Todd was the something about the snake and Eddie Russ.
Well, Todd,
I remember that story.
Todd was a good-looking girl.
Yeah.
And the other one would be, I forget his name.
Because I was never in there.
Yeah.
And I think Doc Miller worked in there. I think after you left, Doc Miller worked in there.
Yeah, Doc Miller worked in there, Doc might have worked in there before me.
Maybe so.
He might have, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because the Enright Theater, and then the Village, and then there was another joint, and then across the street was...
Bruno's,
that's
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of the name of it.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah.
The one up the street you were talking about had the... was that Brody's?
Well, Brody's had the,
had
the
corned sandwich,
corned
beef,
corned beef things.
Yeah.
And then,
but they had no entertainment.
No,
I mean.
No.
But it was, I think it was near the Village Barn.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were on the same...
Same
Village
side.
Barn and Brody's were on the same side.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then, because that was...
And Bruno's was across the street there,
And at that time, there was a lot going on. In East Liberty, there was a lot going on, because then you go up to Frankstown, you know, and the Parrot Inn and York Club. And
all those places.
All those joints were up there.
And I remember I played the shows at some club out in East Liberty. What's the black female impersonation?
Michael Fields?
Michael Fields and a couple
and
of them died that I...
Because
I used to play the shows with them. I forget the name of the club, Chuck.
El Cabana.
No, was a little off of Frankstown.
Okay.
It wasn't on the main drag.
I
can't think of the name of it.
I forget. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then they had the one by the
railroad
station.
I think it wasn't too far from the hot dog. Do you remember
the
hot dog original?
Yeah.
It wasn't too far from there.
Was that the one by the railroad station? You go down the steps?
No.
You
know? No, you go down the steps now.
Well, okay.
I can't think of it.
But there was a lot going on in those days.
Oh,
you know.
Goodness,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember in 1959, we were at Horsley's Lounge with Sonny Stanton, Evelyn Childress, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck, we used to pack the people in there. It was unbelievable.
Sure.
Women walking the street, 1, 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody bought
it. It was just a different
thing altogether.
Yeah.
Chuck, were you with us when we played with... Grover. Were you in our band when we played with Grover?
No, because I was on the road.
I was thinking you were in.
No,
were
I
there.
Didn't do anything with Grover.
With Grover.
Because he had that, he and Jerry with the two trombone things. A lot of that happened after I went on the road. Like, that was 58 and 59.
Okay, but Jerry wasn't with this group, though.
No.
No. It was me, Grover. I can't even remember what happened.
Yeah.
The personnel that was in it at the time.
Because, see, I mean,
anyway.
Like Grover, that was after he got out of the Marine Corps.
Because he left not too long after that.
Yeah. And I just, because I never did that much with him. When you, did you go in and out of the club in East Liberty after we, you know, finally moved out there and after your membership and so forth? Did you play in the club?
I played in the club, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should play on Saturdays and Sundays.
Hmm.
And what was the girl that sang? She just died not too long.
Dolores Ware?
Dolores Ware.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She used to be on the show a lot.
Right.
And so the other girl I used to work with,
Dakota.
Dakota.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Dakota did it. We did some things. And I played in a big band with Joe Westrake at the with Leo Wild School that they have to use that.
Oh, you mean the Fourth of July?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play there. He had, 12, 15 pieces?
Well, it varied.
Did you ever?
I did a lot of those with him.
Yeah.
You know, and because I was part of, Red Grand's band.
Right.
And because Watson had switched from trumpet to saxophone.
Now, you know, I didn't know that as long as I played with the...
Well, that's what happened.
Watson was a trumpet player.
And then he was working with Joe Westray in the mid-50s. Mid-50s or early 50s. Mm-hmm. And he was having physical problems, so saxophone's easier to play.
Yeah.
And I had happened to, you know, run upon him and mm-hmm. through our talking and my playing and so forth, and he said, good. And I took his spot as a trumpet player, and he just switched to saxophone.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how I got in Joe's band.
Well, he used to pick me up when I was still going to school, and I think I was in the 12th
Yeah, Watson.
Yeah, he used to come on North Side and pick me up, and we used to go on gigs. In fact, I've played with him a long time.
Because he had, in fact, he used to have, how I met him, he had a rehearsal band of high school kids, you know, guys from Westinghouse and so forth. And Albert, because that's when I met Albert.
Albert Aarons,
Dalton and Baylor and
those
guys.
Yeah, I remember all those guys, yeah.
Right, so when I met Watson, you know, and then that's how he turned me on to Joe Westray.
Oh, okay.
But, did you, in your early days, how did the older guys, the older musicians, were they cordial, helpful, cordial, you know, generous to you?
They were very helpful, courteous and generous.
Yeah,
all of them were. Yeah. I mean, they would teach you, they would, you know, tell you things that, definitely.
And they would criticize you.
Yeah.
But they did the job right.
They did the job.
Yeah, because it's different now. These you can't say anything. Yeah. You know, you can't correct them because I mean they're big headed.
Oh yeah, kids. They know everything.
Yeah.
We don't know nothing.
Right, right. Yeah. And we paid all kind of dues.
Yeah, right. You know. But when we were coming up with it, it was, you know, it was wonderful. Oh. We had people like that too.
Okay, you were saying you joined in. 53 or 54
Mm-hmm. 53 I'm
okay, and you're still on the roster.
Yeah. I don't that's why I can't understand why you don't have my name down.
I don't know what happened. But well, keep your record going in terms of your 50-year card.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had screwed up down when we submitted all the records and all the names and so forth, they didn't record them properly.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys did have the right dates on their entrance time,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there are a few guys that have received their 50-year card, much to their surprise, you know. I
mean, oh, it's okay. Like,
because they know, they'll send you out a notice saying, you know, your time is coming and so forth. And
then
on your anniversary date, they send you out the thing
the
saying.
The forms and the...
Yeah. But some of us, because they had me down for 1970... I think it was 72 or 79.
It was all screwed. That was all screwed. Wow.
Yeah, but we've managed to get it straightened out because I think in a couple, maybe last year, a couple journals, mm-hmm. you saw some articles about 471 members and their 50-year time, and we've got some senior guys that are going to confirm,
mm-hmm.
you know, who was and who wasn't.
Yeah,
because there might be some guys that are going to claim, I was in and such.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
Did you do much like over there with the North Side group? You know, like you were talking about Joe Eldridge and the Washingtons and
Washington. Yeah.
When in your early days, did you do a lot with them?
I did a lot with them, and I did a lot at the time with Bill Cotton. I worked with him at the Brighton Tea Room.
Okay.
You know, on and off.
And,
it was me and Alexander.
Oh, really?
Raymond Alexander.
But Ray
had, he was with him before I was, and mm-hmm. I would used to, you know, work with Cotton mm-hmm. or something, come up or something.
Did you do much of the hi-hat? Room.
The hi-hat was, I had the trio, me, Wendell Bird, and...
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know who was on sax, or just the two of us. And I had, me, Sonny Stanton, and Ellen Childress was down at the Chappies. Remember Chappies?
Right.
We were down there for a long time, too. Yeah.
Because there was a lot going on over there.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, it was,
yeah.
And we played the place up on Federal Street, the white place.
Yeah, on the corner.
What?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm
Liberty
talking
Lounge.
About.
Liberty Lounge.
Worked there quite a bit. Yeah.
Right. What's the guy's name? I'm trying to say Jaime. But,
It was Jaime.
Was it Jaime?
Jaime.
Yeah,
Jaime.
Right.
I can't think of Jaime's last.
Yeah.
You know, he passed.
Right.
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, because I went over there. In fact, there was a saxophone player that came here. Dayton Selby, an organ player, came, and Harold Lousley was the tenor player that came here with him. And I had met him when I was on the road when I was in New York with Lloyd.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I went by and but I worked over there with Chuck Edwards.
Okay, worked with Chuck Edwards, but I didn't work over there.
Yeah, well, I worked over there with him.
Yeah. In fact, it was Chuck Edwards, myself, and Santique Powell was playing piano.
Yeah.
Trio. That's when Chuck first.
Yeah.
And we used to go to Monessen and work quite a bit. And we worked around here quite a bit.
Yeah.
But that's been early 50s.
Yeah, because those days, I mean, are precious.
Yeah. You know? You're right. There's nothing like that now.
Be thankful that you came through that period of time.
Yeah. I am, Chuck, really.
Yeah. Because it's
today, there's, I don't know.
No, it's not the same,
no.
and I don't care. I mean, you can say what you want to say, but it'll
never be
like that. You know, I mean, they may, you know, guys may think they're making some money and they're doing this, that, and the other, but we had more than money.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
The money was cheap.
Yeah,
you know,
but we,
the camaraderie and
beautiful,
and in and out of that club. I mean, that was the whole thing.
You remember Gene Walker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was here a couple years ago.
I heard. I didn't get a chance to see him. Somebody said he was down at the Sunday.
Well, he was at the Hill House.
Yeah.
And he's got a big band.
That's what I heard.
That's a good band.
No kidding.
But when Gene left here, he kind of got his feet into the proper music scene.
Where did he go to Washington, D.C.?
Baltimore.
Okay.
Baltimore, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then he got into the society scene, and then he was a government worker anyway. I think he was
IRS.
So he got into that kind of work, mm-hmm. and because I was talking to a couple of the guys in the band, and they've been with him 20 years.
Is that right?
And he said,
"Screaming Gene Walker."
Yes. He had a good band.
Yeah.
He brought them cats here from Baltimore.
Is that right?
He had five trumpets, four trombones, five reeds. Because he played soprano and tenor, you know, because he had a little feature thing that he did. And they didn't have a piano player. They had a guitar, guitar, bass, drum, and a female vocalist. And I heard one of the things that she sung was a thing that that Sandy Dow does with the bands that I've been with. You know?
Oh, okay.
But it was a good band, good band. And that cat.
What was he at, Chuck?
Well, he was at the Hill House.
Yeah. Oh, he had the big band at the Hill House?
Well, he came up.
Okay, I didn't know that.
About 3 years back, maybe 4 years back, he just came up to visit on Hill House Anniversary Day.
Uh-huh.
And because I was part of that Hill House group. And I walked outside, and I saw this guy, you know, white hair, and he had a black Congo cat. He looked like Uncle Remus, you know. And I was, you know, and he turned around,
yeah,
and the guy
yeah.
said, that was Gene Walker. So we hugged and talked and so forth. And he said, man, and I got a big band, and he gave me his card and so forth. And he said, I'm coming back. I'm going to bring my band up. So sure enough, you know, maybe the next year or whatever, he had made arrangements with Horace, but he got a bus. And they left morning, you know, early in the morning, drove up, played the gig, got on the bus,
went back. How about that?
But it was a good band.
I haven't seen Gene since he left town.
Oh,
you know how long that's been.
Yeah. Well, somebody
time.
Was telling me he's got a relative in that high rise on Frankstown, right below Homewood Avenue, you know, on the left, across from the church.
Oh, really?
Somewhere, because somebody says that every now and then, you
he'll
know, he'd be in town and he'd call and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That could be how he made contact for that.
Yeah.
But he's doing good. And
that's
the guys, you know, that I talked to, you know, they spoke very highly of him, you know, because he takes your business.
Oh, yeah, that's
you know,
see, well, he did that when he was here.
Yeah.
He started playing Get Crazy and Hollering and Screaming.
That's show business.
Yeah.
Because in that period of time,
he got over.
Sure, because they had to walk the bar.
Right.
You know,
right.
You had to do
yeah,
that.
He was.
What's the guy's name? Jayhawk, Screaming Hawkins?
I think I remember something like that. Screaming Jay.
Ain't that it, Screaming Jay Hawkins?
I think so.
Because I think that's and they all did that. They walked the bar.
Yeah, walked the bar.
And
yeah.
Then we had this little guy. Remember the little guy?
What was his name? Screaming Jay.
Walt Jackson or something. Look, there was a guy. He couldn't play that well.
Uh-huh.
You know, in that J.C. Gordon bag.
Yeah. J.C. walked the bar. Yeah, he walked the bar. Yeah, yeah.
But that was showbiz. Yeah. You know.
Yeah,
that was entertainment.
That was entertainment. Yeah. You know. It's the good old days, though. I still reminisce about those days.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. You know, and like you said,
you
got pictures to help you. Some of us, you know, or do you have any tapes or did you, I mean.
Horse has got a tape of mine.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Because, see, we never thought in those days.
Yeah, I had him down at Landmark when I was down here.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was down here for 10 years.
Right, right.
And he
came in. Was Jose down
there
with you too?
Jose was down here, yeah.
Who else did you
Jose
use
was down
that?
Here for me 3 years.
But you used other boots.
It was so hard to get people in those days.
Was Dan Lilly ever down
Dan Lilly was with
yeah.
me.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Dan Lilly was with me.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if you know this girl.
Because a lot of guys...
First started out with her, Marian Henderson. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. I think I just met. Ain't she kind of off a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
That
well,
remember,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. All right.
Yeah. Oh, this is when we were at the Marriott.
Oh, with Tom. Yeah. Is this your group? Or
yeah,
it
was
okay.
My group featuring.
Okay.
Is this?
Yeah, okay.
But I had some good pair with
and
Ducky.
Brown,
and
yeah.
With Ducky and...
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. At a later date, I'll borrow a couple and make copies.
Yeah, okay.
Because we, you know, we need
I'm
whatever.
For the
other
ones.
Yeah.
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 That was with Harold
oh,
Betters
yeah.
when I was with Harold Betters. Yeah.
And John Hughes.
Yeah, John Hughes, yeah.
Right, that's that in Shadyside.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
okay.
at the Encore, yeah.
Yeah. Or is that John? Yeah, that is John.
Yeah, that's
but he
John.
He looks like somebody else that I remembered from home.
From yeah, that's
yeah.
John.
Mm-hmm. When
this is me back here.
Yeah.
This is a bass player. I don't know if you remember him or not, white guy.
Oh, the bass player.
He was from, where was he from? Mm-hmm. Out there around where Harold was. Somewhere out around there, yeah.
I can't play some. Yeah.
This yeah. is one I was with me, Clarence Oates.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah,
that's
okay.
when we opened up the new Savoy down in East Liberty, remember Savoy Club?
Yeah, yeah.
We opened that up, yeah. In fact, we were there for quite a while.
Okay.
But I had
because
some
we were talking about her the other day.
She could play.
Yeah. Did you...
and you know Clarence could play.
Yeah. When you, did you do, cabarets and you know party things like that, or did you mostly do clubs?
We did the cabarets and party things. Yeah.
Yeah,
we did the whole bit.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Did you go down? Did you do much down the valley? You know, Swickley and Beaver Falls.
Yeah, we worked down at the Swickley or Ambridge.
Ambridge.
It was at Ambridge. We worked in Ambridge. I worked Swickley and Coriopolis. Few times too.
The Elks,
and
the
club in Coriopolis. What was it?
Well, that was the Elks, and then the Legion.
The
was
Legion
in,
was in. Yeah,
in Switzerland,
it was
yeah.
in Switzerland. Yeah, we worked there a few times, and we went to work West Virginia quite a bit.
Right.
At the.
Down where?
Yeah, I can't think of the name.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And we worked there. And we worked at Berry.
Did you do? Was your work? Did you book most of your work, or did you have an agent? Did you work out of a
most of the time I booked. So there's a few gigs like West Virginia we got through an agent.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't connected with an agent exclusively.
Not exclusively,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did you do like were your things usually drive up and drive back, or you stay over a couple of days, like weekend things?
We stayed over up at Erie, but West Virginia, we used to drive
down
back.
Yeah.
I think it was I or something.
Yeah.
Ernie's Esquire.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that changed.
That's where we. We were there for quite a while. John D'Amico, myself, Dan Lilly.
Okay.
Tom Evans.
Right. In fact, okay, about what year was that? Maybe,
let's see,
50, because I did...
That had to be...
Because I did some things with Tom, like in 50, in 60...
This had to be 69 or 70, somewhere around
okay,
there. 70, right. 71.
Okay, because I did some things earlier with Tom.
Yeah.
Out of the Dunes with Dan Lilly.
Uh-huh.
And Tom and Lou Schreiber, who was a keyboard player, that he bring us that, and Denny Cameron. Remember
What happened to him?
He left town, I think. He left town. But Denny would play, and Lou and I would play the two horns, or Lou would play keyboard, and it would be guitar, trumpet, you know, and so
forth. Yeah.
But we had quite a variety of things going.
And
I did things with Tom maybe for... About a year and a half.
That must have been
years.
Before. Because, you know, I quit from 63 to... 63 to... I think it was 67. 68.
Well, it was during that
I
period
played,
of time.
I got that job and I was selling beer and I was traveling quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I quit for 5 years.
It was through that
years.
Period of time because 62... Because I remember I had a... it might have been 63. Because I had a 62 Dodge Dart, you know, bucket seats and all that, coming from out there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how fast a car you're going, you know, coming down the parkway in the back. And but I remember the Dunes, and Tom, and Dan Lilly, but it was during that period of time. I've done, you know, like a little bit with him after that, but not that much.
I kind of
got away from him.
Yeah.
Because I got...
Tom, he's...
And he's still trying.
And we worked my group with Tom Evans. We worked down at the attic. We were down there for a while. And let's see. Oh, George Benson. We were at the Rendezvous just before he left town. I think he was with me for about a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Then he left town.
Mm-hmm. With Jack McDuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he went with Jack McDuff, didn't he?
And that was...
It was me, Tommy McDaniels, myself, and Georgie. But I forget, we had a young saxophone player. I forget who. He's not around here anymore. I mean, he left not too long after that. And I think somebody said he went to Detroit. I can't even...
Larry Smith. Right.
Where is he at?
Up there. In Detroit?
In Detroit? Oh.
He's up somewhere up that area, I believe.
And he could play Chuck at the time.
Yeah, he used to come in the grill with Eric. Eric's dad would come in. Eric would bring a tenor and Larry would bring an alto. But they'd switch horns and play. And anytime I'd see Eric coming in the grill, I'd get off the stand. I had yet to play with Eric because... I mean, he had everything going. He had his spot. Because I knew Lou Schreiber at that time.
Okay, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And my leanings was towards Lou. Mm-hmm. Lou was the better of the two.
Yeah,
but he just didn't have all of that going.
Yeah.
You know, because I met, what's the jazz priest, Father Genzel, you know, the jazz priest from New York.
Because
Eric's dad, you know, and so forth. Because I was working at, this was 64. Because I had the house band in there for a while.
Yeah.
And they'd come in. Fine, you want to play? Go ahead and play. And Larry,
he can play. Who did you and I play together?
I'm trying to think of who, when you mentioned Mitchell,
Grover. I thought it was Grover.
I don't ever recall doing anything with Grover. No, because I never knew Grover to be a
maybe
a,
it was Westray.
Might have been with Joe. Might have been because I was with Joe for. I know I was there in the 50s.
Or Gene Walker?
Russ out there in Route 51.
In Route 51.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably where it was with Eugene Walker. Because I didn't do too much with him, you know, and Grover, I don't think I ever worked with Grover.
But I worked with you with somebody else,
somebody
Chuck.
Else. Maybe so.
I can't recall who it was, but I'm positive we worked together.
And maybe some of those things it might have been your group back in Tom Evans. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've played together.
Oh yeah.
It's like you know, when you start talking, a lot of times, you know, it triggers something,
right.
Something else.
Right, that's
know?
True, yeah.
Because I keep going back, I go up to jails all the time.